Human Rights Watch is very clear that the Rwanda is not a country to be deporting asylum seekers to. And this is a view upheld by the UK Supreme Court that also found that Rwanda is not a safe country. Unfortunately, what the UK government has done, set aside its international obligations and has sought to legislate to, in fact, they're trying to make fiction fact, which is by saying that Rwanda is a safe country. So it's a very, very disturbing situation.
But why does Human Rights Watch say that Rwanda is not a safe country? They've made a lot of strides since the genocide, obviously.
Rwanda is not a safe country. What we see in Rwanda is significant repression of anyone challenges Kagame on anything, really. We see that there is journalists that are currently in prison, that these depression of political activity, or even just people raising issues about human rights. It also has seeped into 2018. There were refugees that were shot dead. We also know Rwanda has been carrying out significant transnational repression in Europe, in Africa, and other countries.
The government has said it's going to happen within the next few weeks. Is HRW actively doing anything to try to still block that from happening?
Well, the individuals themselves who have deportation notice, fortunately, the bill that was passed essentially says that the set aside what we call interim measures. So the situation is unclear as to when, in fact, persons who were really deported actually end up in Rwanda. But as you said, the government has been very clear that what they're doing now is detaining people and maybe subject to deportation. So it is a very, very concerning situation that Human Rights Watch is certainly watching and looking to document.
The Prime Minister has said the whole reason for doing this was to deter migrants from taking this dangerous trip by shaky, you know, teetery boats to the shores of England and other places. And now there was a report that some migrants say they're going to go to Ireland instead. And so he said, oh, let's see, it's already having its impact. What do you say to that?
We've seen this same rhetoric, the same unlawful being implemented and being in Australia, in America and Europe. And what we've seen is that, in fact, this does not deter people. People are seeking protection from persecution and they are going to find any means possible, just like you or I would do if